It's very much connected to what we've been learning in the Inyano Shel Torah HaChasidus from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Okay, we're not going to read the whole thing. I sent you a 4-page PDF. That's the whole piece. But let me summarize the beginning. Let me tell you what happens at the beginning of the piece. I mean, the Rebbe begins with a couple of questions. Right? Let's focus on this phrase over here. It says that by Achashverosh's party, Vahashtia Kadas Ein Ones. At the party of Achashverosh, the drinking was kedas in accordance with the law, right? Like dati. The drinking was in accordance with the law, ein ones, no one was forced. There was no pressure. Lasos kiratzon ish ve'ish. Every person was able to do whatever they were comfortable with. Kiratzon ish ve'ish. So Rav Kluger asks a couple of questions. He says, first of all, we know that Achashverosh brought out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. These kelim, mikelim shonim, that the pasuk is describing, are the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is, why did Achashverosh do that? Beyond the pashut pshat, right? Meaning, in a certain sense, Achashverosh said, "I'm the new Kohen Gadol. I'm the new king of the world. Hashem has given up on his people. The Jewish people are going to remain in exile forever, based on his miscalculation." So, on a simple level, Achashverosh decided, I'm the Melech. I'm the king of the world, right? I'm greater than my palace is the new Beis HaMikdash, and in many ways, not only was he declaring himself Kohen Gadol by Hashem giving up on the Jewish people, it's almost as if God made a mistake, and Achashverosh was saying, "I'm greater than God Himself." I'll tell you two nice Ramazim, just to introduce. What's the gematria of Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh? How does the Megillah begin? You could see how Achashverosh thinks he's the king of the world. What's the gematria of Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh? Let's do it together. How much is Vayihi? Vayihi is 31. And how much is Bimei? Beis Yud Mem Yud is 62. And how much is Achashverosh? Achashverosh is 821. So friends, what's 821 plus 62 plus 31?
914.
914. Okay, what is the significance of the number 914? Well, I mentioned when we were discussing when we should start shiur this semester, I said that in the good old days we used to have a minhag that we would start shiur at 9:13 every day. That was the official start time to shiur. Why? Because 9:13 is gematria bereishis. It's the first word of the Torah. So what is Achashverosh saying? Vayihi bimei Achashverosh is 9:14. Right, we have a rule from the Maharal, some of us discussed it at Hanukkah time, that if something is one more than something else, in a certain sense it tries to replace or tries to one-up that thing. Right, on Hanukkah we spoke about how Yavan is one more than Heichal. That's why Yavanim nichlesu leHeichal. Yavanim could enter the Heichal. Or you have by the Egel HaZav, right, Egel is 103 and Amuna is 102. So the faith that the Jewish people had was seemingly destroyed, right, by the Chet HaEgel. So in a similar fashion, Vayihi bimei Achashverosh, Achashverosh is one more than Bereishis. He's trying, he thinks he can replace. He thinks he could undo, he can overthrow somehow. You know, I'm the new king of the world. After all, he ruled the entire world, right? He ruled the whole world. Mehodu v'ad Kush. So in a sense, he thought that he was God, and he thought that he was the Kohen Gadol. When do we read the Megillah, by the way? What are the opportunities, what are the days that we can read the Megillah? When are we allowed to read the Megillah? When is the first day we can read the Megillah, according to the opening Mishnah? Mesachas Megillah?
Yeah.
Okay, what's today's Hebrew date?
Yud Bat.
Today's Yud Bat. So yesterday was the first day, right, that a Jew could read the Megillah. Right? So these are auspicious days. I mean, it happens to be we're another Aleph, so right, you can't read the Megillah yet. Right? But Yud Aleph Adar is a very significant day, and these days are very significant days. What's the opening? Who knows the opening line of Maseches Megillah? How does it begin? Megillah Nikres, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dalid, B'tesvav. So my father told me that he once saw in a sefer that it's unbelievable. The gematria of Megillah Nikres, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dalid, B'tesvav is gematria 914 also. So sort of the response to the Vayihi bimei Achashverosh. Achashverosh says, I'm going to conquer the world. I'm going to go past Bereishis. In a certain sense, the Megillah, which we spoke about a little bit, as being, you know, a light of the future. It's an Or Chadash from the future. So the Megillah is the response to Achashverosh and the reminder that Hashem is very much in charge. Okay, that's all in parentheses. But what's the idea of Achashverosh wearing the big day kahuna? Why is he taking out the kalim of the Mikdash? That's question number one. And second of all, what's this idea of Hashtia Kadas Ein Ones? Right? Lasos Kiratzon Ish V'Ish. Everyone should drink at the party however they feel comfortable. So Rav Kluger says that's not the way of a king. A king usually tells people what to do. A king creates rules. It's very much against the nature of a king to say, we're going to do something where everyone makes up their own rules. That undermines the very notion of Malchus. So what's going on? So Kluger explains that Bechira, the ability to choose, and to choose correctly, is really the defining thing that makes you a human being. And as Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts us, Asher Bachar Banu, when Hashem chose us, Hashem empowered us to be choosers, to be people who know how to choose the right thing. So for example, what does that mean? We have the ability to choose the right thing. So he quotes on the top here of page Chavav, he quotes from the Meorei Naim, from the Rebbe of Chernobyl. Meorei Naim said, the Gemara tells us, Kamosha Amru Atem Kriyim Adam. Right? The Gemara says that the term Adam is a uniquely Jewish term. Right? Ha Adam maybe represents humanity, right? But Adam Kiyamus Ba'awel, the Gemara says, Adam Atem Kriyim Adam. What separates an Adam from an animal? And what is the uniquely Jewish quality that makes us Adam? Right? It's not to say that, you know, that people who are not Jewish are animals, right? But there's a certain added quality of life that we have as Jews. What is that? What makes us more of an Adam? Ratzolomar bechinas habechira, our ability to choose, our ability to make a right choice. When Hashem offered the Torah to the world, most people did not make the right choice. They said, we're not interested in it. The Jewish people chose Hashem, and Hashem chose us back. Ve'ein rishai over the alilim kriyim Adam. The Gemara says that the idolaters of the world are not called Adam. Why? Ki etzlam ein bechinas bechira klal. We don't find that they have bechira in the same way. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu manipulates Paro in order to harden his heart and sort of using him as a puppet, or like the pasuk says in Mishlei, that the hearts and the minds of kings and officers are in the hands of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the people, the chess pieces of his world, to move them around. But the Jewish people, Asher Bachar Banu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu empowers us and chose us and trusts us to make the right choices. So part of what was happening at the Suda of Achashverosh is the following. Achashverosh, by saying, I want to allow the Jews to choose, I want everyone to choose what they want at my party, Achashverosh was hoping that the Jewish people would be in such a lowly state and would be so tempted by the delights of the party that they would actually use their ratzon, they would use that inner choice to choose badly. And on a certain level, the Jewish people started to. Right? They went to Sudas Achashverosh. That itself was a bad choice. Why was Achashverosh dressed in the Big Day Kahuna? Why was he using the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash? Where does the Rambam write about the Beis HaMikdash? In Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Beis HaMikdash is called the Beis HaBechira, the place of choice, right? The place that Hashem has chosen, the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, as it's called in the Chumash. So in other words, what Achashverosh was trying to do is he's trying to say, right, the Jewish people don't know how to make the right choices. And Hashem, you made a bad choice by picking the Jewish people, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. And the Jewish people who chose you, God, well, that was a bad choice because you gave up on them. So this whole idea of the ability to choose, the ratzon of a Jew, was put on trial, so to speak, at the party of Achashverosh. Okay? So now let's read inside. Let's read a little bit inside now. Okay? Vizesod mishta hayayin b'purim. So, Chevra, what happens, right, when a Jew has a suda on Purim and a person drinks? Right? What happens? What's supposed to happen? If you drink properly, if you drink in the wrong way, you'll end up making bad choices. You'll end up at Sudas Achashverosh. You can think it's a Purim Suda, but it's Suda Sachashverosh. But a person who knows how to drink in the right way, and it's filled with Torah, and it's filled with Nigunim, and he creates a space where the Purim Suda, right, even though, again, a person loses their inhibition, but it's in a holy way. So what happens? Mizgala pnimiyas haratzon shel klal Yisrael. My innermost ratzon comes out. Shebe'emes bepnimiyas ratzonam rak betov. it reveals that in the pnimius, in the heart of hearts of a Jew, there's nothing other than goodness. Right? This is what we spoke about, the yechida shebenefesh, the point within the Jew, the pintel yid that's always good. So let's take it now back to the actual story when the Jews were sitting there at Sudas Achashverosh. Oz hisgala etzlam koch pnimius haratzon. What was taking place at Sudas Achashverosh, when the pasuk says kiratzon ish ve'ish, the Gemara darshins that ish refers to Mordechai, ish Yehudi haya b'shushan abira, and va'ish refers to Haman, ish tsar va'oyev Haman harasha, Haman hara. So Mordechai and Haman are kind of grappling, they're fighting alongside Achashverosh for the ratzon of the Jewish people. Mordechai is at the party telling the Jewish people, even if you're sinning, your ratzon, your inner ratzon is still good. Don't define yourself by the biggest and worst party you ever went to. That's not how a Jew defines himself. That's what Mordechai was saying to Klal Yisrael at the party. She'oz hisgal etzlam koach pnimius haratzon b'koach Mordechai ha-Yehudi. Mordechai ha-Yehudi was showing the Jewish people, this is not who you are. What does the pasuk say about Mordechai? Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan abira. What's the gematria of Ish Yehudi? Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan abira u'shmo Mordechai. What's the gematria of Ish Yehudi? How much is Ish? 311. How much is Yehudi? 35. So what's Ish Yehudi? Put it together. 346. Yishudi is gematria ratzon. Ratzon is 346. So when Mordechai shows up in your life, when you attach yourself to a tzaddik who understands the depth of the Jewish soul, he shows you that you're an Yishudi. He shows you that you're a yid. Yeah, but what about that party I went to? It wasn't good. I'm not giving you a heter, Mordechai says, but you're still an Yishudi. Your ratzon is still good. Yishudi is gematria ratzon. Mordechai brings out the Jew inside of a person. And that's what Haman's trying to say. No, no, look, this is their true ratzon. This is who they really are. He points to a Jew in his lowest moment and says, this is who you are. And Mordechai says, that's not who you are. That's never who you are. A Jew doing an Aveira is never who a Jew really is. Don't define yourself by your superficiality. Shekein Mordechai et tzadik meir l'chol Yehudi asa emes l'amita. Mordechai helps to reveal the truth of who we are. Sheve emes ritzono betov. That again, our ratzon, the inner ratzon of a Jew is good, like that Rambam that we learned. You beat the guy up until he says, Rotze ani. It's a revelation of his true self. Or that Gemara that I mentioned last week, Rav Alexandrian, Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, Ribon HaOlam, Master of the World, Galoi V'yadua Lefanecha, Sh'ritzoneinu La'asos Ritzonecha. Hashem, you know that my ratzon is to do your ratzon. I want to be a good Jew. So why don't I? Why am I not a good Jew sometimes? Mi ma'akev, says Rav Alexandri. What gets in the way? What holds me back? Se'ur shebe'isa, the leaven in the dough, right? The chametz of my life, which Rashi says is the Yetzirah. V'shibun malchios, and the four exiles, the fact that I'm living in Galus, that I don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Yihi ratzon milfanecha shetatileinu mi'adam v'nashuv la'asos chukei ratzonecha b'levav shalem. That's the tefillah, that's how Rav Alexandri would end his Shmona Esrei. I want to be a good Jew. Hashem, take away those things in my life that are dragging me down. Let's go a little bit further. Says Rav Kluger, v'yesh l'rames kol zebetevas v'ashtia kedas. The drinking was in accordance with the law. Each person did what they wanted to do. D'hine yadu amasha kasvu b'svarim hakadoshim. The deeper svarim revealed to us an amazing thing. Shehashem hakadosh chaf dalet tof. That apparently, again, there's a mystical name of Hashem, Chaf Dalet Tav, that is going to be Chakuk Al Metzcho Shal Mashiach, that is going to be etched onto the forehead of Mashiach. Now, I have no idea what that means. I don't know about the Shem Chaf Dalet Tav. I don't know what that's about. I don't know what that means. It's etched onto his forehead. Right? It sounds like science fiction. I don't know. I'm not sure what that is. It's like, it sounds like Harry Potter or something. I'm not sure what that means. Okay? But he goes further and he tells us that this word, Kadas, which is Gematria 424, is the same Gematria as Mashiach ben David. Very interesting. Mashiach ben David is Gematria Kadas. In other words, there's a spirit of Mashiach, of Geula, even at the party of Achashverosh. And maybe the reason that's true is because what comes out at the party of Achashverosh? A lot of bad choices happened at the party of Achashverosh. But when Mordechai shows up at the party and says to a Jew, even though on the surface this is maybe one of your lowest moments, but it also proves from the fact that what? From the fact that we're gonna reemerge. This is not the end of Klal Yisrael. Ahasuerus thinks this is the end of Klal Yisrael. He's wearing the big day kahuna. He's already betting there's never gonna be another Beis HaMikdash. There's not going to be a Geula. But from this party itself, it proves that, you know what? It's not who I really am. Mordechai shows up and he says, Jewish people, do not define yourself by this party. I'm telling you, there's going to be a Mashiach ben David. Somehow out of this darkness, there's going to be a rebirth of Geula. Shesham hischil hisgalus ha'aris orishal Mashiach. And the truth is, what happened at that party? I'm not just waxing poetic. What happened at that party? Vashti gets killed. Esther comes to power. That puts into motion the Geula. So the Chasam Sofer writes a lot about this. Dafka at that party, at that place of sin, Dafka, in some mysterious way, right? The redemption, their salvation was starting to unfold. Vashti was going to be removed and Esther is going to be chosen through the events of that party. Right? All of this is happening at the party of Achashverosh. The beginning rays of light of redemption are taking place at Tzudas Achashverosh. Shavudaso lagalus pnimius shel Yisrael afilu imkara mashakara. That even when a Jew makes a bad choice, it's still Asher Bachar Banu. Hashem says, I still trust you to choose. And again, it's the tzaddik, it's the Mordechai tzaddik of our life who helps us to, again, to remember who we really are, to not get lost along the way. Okay? Let's go to page Chav Zayin. It says Rav Kluger, V'zeh iker ha'aras kalach ha'tzadikim. Why is it so important? Why is it so important to have a tzaddik in your life? I mentioned yesterday, I had the schus yesterday to have shalash shudas with our good friend Sammy Penn and a couple other chevra from the shir who are not here right now. Right? And I began at shalash shudas, I quoted the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Beautiful Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Gamliel's statement in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. What does Rabbi Gamliel say? Rabbi Gamliel says, Asei lecha rav v'tistalik men asafik. You need to have a rav and you need to remove yourself from safik. What's the pshat? So he says, Asei lecha rav doesn't only mean to have, there's different types of rabbeim a person has to have in life. Right? You might have a person who you ask your halachic shilas to. That's one type of rav. But the Rebbe of Kamarna, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos called Notzer Chesed, he says, Asei lecha rav means you also have to be attached to big tzaddikim. Now what does that mean? What does it mean to be attached? Right? We're learning Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, you know, Shlita Sefer right now. Rav Kluger lives in Beit Shemesh. Right? Most of us have probably never met him. Even if we decided, oh yeah, there's a picture of him on our wall. That's true. My wife's pointing out. We have a beautiful hand-drawn picture of Kluger on the wall. Right? I once had this chus to meet. Oh, okay. Okay. Hold on. We're taking it off the wall. What grade was this? What grade was she in when she made it?
10th grade.
Okay. My wife had a 10th grade girl. This is like what is it? Colored pencil?
Okay. Yeah, and Sharpie.
Colored pencil and Sharpie. Yeah, this is a picture of Kluger. It's unbelievable. This girl was in 10th grade when she made it. My wife had a local girl make it for my birthday one year. So Kluger's awesome, right? So I have a picture of a Kluger. I have a lot of his svarim on the shelf. I even once got thrown into his office. Rav Judah Michelle once grabbed me and threw me in with Rav Kluger, and I sat there like not knowing what to say. And Rav Kluger's like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know why I'm here. I'll take a bracha from the Rav. I'm very scared of tzaddikim. Right? But on the one hand, I feel very connected to this holy tzaddik. On the other hand, like I don't have a real shaychus to him. But says the Kamarna Rebbe, Asei lecha rav also means having a connection to tzaddikim. Right? I don't have to necessarily. Mirtz Hashem, on Tuesday, some of us will go, you know, we'll go together to those who want to come, to Stuchin, to Matal Zilber, by the Purim Katan Tish. Right? You'll see a tzaddik, and you'll feel connected to him. You'll feel uplifted by him. Even though you may not go anywhere near him, you may not shake his hand or get a bracha or anything. Maybe just observing him from a distance. But somehow when you're connected to bigger people, to people who are the embodiment of holiness and Torah, you feel uplifted by that. So Asei lecha rav means attach yourself to a tzaddik, be connected to a tzaddik, and then tistalik men asafik. And then it'll remove you from doubts. That's what Rabbi Gamliel says in Pirkei Avos. Obviously, the pashup shot is that if you have a Rebbe you can ask a halachic shayla to, then you won't have a doubt, right? You accidentally put a milchik spoon in a fleshik pot, and you're not sure what to do now. So you call your Rav, and you say, Rabbi, what's the halacha? What do I do? Right? It removes the doubt. But on a deeper level, the Kamarna Rebbe says that when a person is attached to tzaddikim, it helps him to overcome the suffix of his life. Everyone knows that the Svarim say that Safek is Gematria Amalek. Because that's what Amalek does. Amalek puts all sorts of doubts in our life. It causes us to have all sorts of religious anxieties, all of our uncertainties about Hashem, all of our uncertainties about ourselves, right? all of the fears that we have, all the religious anxieties that we have, and really all of life's anxieties. It all comes from that deceptive, that corrupt part of ourself called Amalek. So you go to Sudas Achashverosh, we've all been there in some form. Right? We've all been in a place where we don't belong at some point in our life. Right? And you start to say, you know, like, maybe this is who I am. And then Mordechai HaTzadik shows up, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael shows up, right? The ultimate Rav, that's why I'm saying that Mordechai is Gematria, Rav Chesed, 274. Mordechai is the ultimate Rebbe, he shows up, and with his sweet and charming smile, Mordechai HaTzadik says, this is not who you are. And you say, why do you say that? This is who I am, I chose to come to this party, I didn't even have to come to this party. No one even forced me to drink, Ein Ones, the Pasuk says. No one's forcing me to anything, this is what I'm choosing. And Mordechai says, that's not true. There's a deeper part of yourself that doesn't choose this at all. Says Rav Kluger, Iker ha'aras koach ha'tzadikim. However, it's really important. We have to find ways, whether it's up close or even from a distance, to attach ourselves to people who inspire us, people who lift us up. Ha'nechnasim lifnai v'lifnim. L'makom kodesh ha'kadashim shebelev kol Yehudi. We need someone to help us to access the kodesh kadashim of our hearts. Right? Ish Yehudi is Gematria Ratzon. Mordechai reveals the inner Ratzon of a Jew, that I am a Yid. Umeir mes pnimius libo. Mordechai illuminates our hearts. Gam makomos shu atzma lo yada aleihem, asher be'emes ritzono b'tov. Even if it's a part of a person that he doesn't even realize himself, it's in his subconscious. It's his yechida shebenefesh. It's the deepest part of himself. It's the part of the Jew, right? It's the part of the Jew. They know that famous story. What was that story? What was that story when we got the kotel back? When we first got the kotel, and that soldier said he was I'm messing up the toilet, butchering the maisa. What was the maisa? He was crying, and they said, what are you crying? He said, I'm crying because I don't know what to cry about, type of thing. I mean, there's a part of a Jew that's just drawn to holiness. Sometimes we don't even understand it. It's a part of a Jew that wants to, you know, is prepared to die al kiddush Hashem, like the Tanya talks about in the 18th chapter. Even though you're not prepared to live al-Kiddush Hashem. There's something that push comes to shove, I want to be a Yid. Deep down inside. When all of Klal Yisrael is bowing down to Haman, there's the tzaddik, the Mordechai, who says, I don't bow. That's a part of every one of us. There's a part of every Jew that wasn't bowing to Haman. Even though superficially they were bowing to Haman. And they were bowing to Nebuchadnezzar, the generation before that. Valkein Mordechai nirmaz b'torah daika bein samamani ha-ketores. Where is Mordechai hinted to in the Torah? Samuel, I'll call on you in 2 seconds. Where is Mordechai hinted to in the Torah, the Gemara asks? The Gemara says, Mor Dror. One of the spices of the Ketores was Mor. Myrrh. How do you spell myrrh? Like M-Y-R-R-H or something like that? It's a crazy spelling word. Yeah? Myrrh. Dror means pure. So Mordechai represents Mor Dror, pure myrrh. What does that mean, pure myrrh? It's the best spice of the Ketores. Of the 11 spices of the Ketores. It's the leading spice. What does that mean? Shechein misham hayakocho shel Mordechai leheyer es pnimius libam shel Yisrael uletaken af es hanefashos hanemuchos shenaflu leheichan shenaflu. There's so much here what he's saying. He's saying that Mordechai, whose name is similar to Mor Dror, the Gemara says, because the Aramaic for Mor Dror is Mori Dachya, pure myrrh, Mordechai. It sounds like Mordechai. What does that mean, Mor Dror, pure myrrh? What does that mean? And Mordechai has the ability to what? Right? The Ketores was made up of 11 spices. 10 is a number of Kedusha. There was an 11th spice in the Ketores that actually smelled disgusting. What was that spice called? Who knows? Anyone know what the bad-smelling spice of the Ketores is? The foul-smelling spice, the 11th spice. 11 is typically a number of not holiness. It's Haman and his 10 sons combined for 11. What was the 11th spice of the Ketores? It's actually right here on the page in front of you. You can cheat. Chelbina. The Chelbina spice had a very, very foul smell. And yet, when it was mixed in to the other 10 spices of the Ketores, it actually what? It actually enhanced the Ketores. He says here, he points out, Chelbana is Gematria Haman, 95. Mordechai is the best of spices. Haman, so to speak, is the worst of spices. Right? But there's an amazing idea here. What he's saying is that what? That mar dror, that when you attach yourself to the tzaddik, even if you on your own wouldn't smell so good, even if your spiritual, you know, scent is not so pure, the tzaddik helps you to you join with the tzaddik, and all of a sudden the whole thing gets transformed. That's what Mordechai did. Mordechai showed up at the party and he helped the Jews to understand, to contextualize what was really happening at that party. There's also a little bit more to what he's saying here, right? Because this word mar, 240, is the same gematria that we said of Amalek and Safik. What else does dror mean? On the Liberty Bell, it says dror. Ukrasim dror. You should proclaim liberty throughout the land. Dror means freedom. So in other words, when you attach yourself to Mordechai, mar dror. You free yourself from Amalek. The tzaddik frees you from Amalek. Dror means freedom. Mar is gematria Amalek. The tzaddik frees you from Amalek. When you feel weighed down by Amalek, by your lack of confidence in the world, the tzaddik lifts you up. And it's an amazing thing. Again, you could just be seeing a tzaddik from a distance. It could be reading his sefer. It could be looking at a picture of a tzaddik. The real tzaddikim in the world have an unbelievable ability of lifting a person up. I was one time, and then Sammy, I'm going to let you speak in 2 seconds. I went one time, a Rebbe of mine dragged me to the Tolna Rebbe of Yerushalayim for a Motzei Shabbos Ma'av Malka. I was there one time, and it's crystal clear in my mind, that encounter with the tzaddik. Nothing crazy happened. It's probably a regular Ma'av Malka that happens all the time by the Hasidim. And to this day, I can draw chizik from it. Because when you're in the presence of a real tzaddik, it transforms you. It takes whatever part of you doesn't smell good, so to speak, the bad choices that we make, and it helps you to remember, Asher b'charbonu mikol ha'amim. Hashem says, this is not who you are, be'emes. Even as Sudas Achashverosh, somehow, in some crazy way, the wheels are turning, Esther is coming to power to save Klal Yisrael, at the moment where it looks like we deserve to be punished more than ever. Okay, Sammy, what did you want to say? Talk to me. Talk to us.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had one thing that I think relates to this.
Go for it.
We see when we were, you know, Mount on Torah, right? There's the idea that the mountain was held over Bnei Israel.
Right.
And so, like, there are some people that will say, well, you know, that's awful. Like, it was forced upon them. Like, well, what's going on? Like, this is messed up. Like,
right.
You're supposed to be given the Torah. Like, isn't there supposed to be a choice?
If right. How can you bully us into the Torah?
Pardon me?
How could you bully us into Kabbalah Satara?
Exactly. So, like, there are people that are like, dude, like, what is this? This is such a weird, like, little thing. But I think what, similar to what you, like, I think how I heard it was that, like, it's, like, deep within us. Like, when you said with Mordechai, when he said to that person at the party, he said, like, yeah, you might want to be here, quote unquote, but deep within you, like, you know something's not right.
Right.
So I think also, like, that can be applied to Har Sinai. It's like, you know, Bnei Israel, people will say you're getting bullied into it, but really it's not bullied into it. It's like deep within every Jew has
exactly.
That neshama that wants to connect to Hashem. It wants that connection. It wants that, you know, I can't think of another word.
Yeah.
Think,
no, like, you're saying, it very well. You're saying it very well.
So I think that's what it was. It was like that little push. And Hashem couldn't really speak to Bnei Israel. So instead of speaking, he said, look, listen, like, you guys, I'm both. Link the mountain over you, because I know deep down inside everyone here, like, you guys don't want to be bowing down to a golden calf. You
That's
guys
right.
want the connection with Hashem. I think that was, like, pretty interesting. And then I guess I had, like, kind of like a question at the end.
Yeah,
I may
it.
Have misheard you, but is Mordechai and Rav Chesed the same gematria, or
yeah.
do people call Mordechai Rav Chesed?
Yeah, no, Mordechai is 274. Which is Rav Chesed, right? Because that's the type of Rav that he was. I mean, Rav Chesed means abundant Chesed, right? And he did an abundant Chesed for Klal Yisrael. There's more to it than that, right? But also, as a Rav, his whole being was Chesed, right? Was to be able to be mashpia, kindness upon others, right? To look at people who had really fallen to a place of utter despair, and Mordechai, literally, the way he stood up against Achashverosh by not collapsing before Achashverosh. He was showing, before Haman, he was showing a Jew has to carry himself, you know, stand up tall. Believe in yourself. Have the confidence to face your, you know, to face the opposition of your life. That's what Mordechai represents. So he was a Rav Chesed, yeah. He was a Rav Chesed. A person, his whole personality was just to try to restore the faith of the Jewish people in themselves. in many ways. Yeah. Yeah. And that's, again, that's why he's the best of the spices, right? He can, the best of spices, can look at the foul-smelling spice, the nefashos nemuchos, the lowly souls, and can lift them up. Chaver, you know the famous line, right? Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Right? Sheva yipol, a tzadik falls seven times. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. A tzadik falls seven times and gets back up. In the world of Amalek, Amalek wants us to fall and stay down. Amalek doesn't want us to be able to rise up again. So I'll show you. The Svarim say that there's a strong connection. There's a strong connection to Sheva Yipol Tzad V'kam. How do I do this? Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. It's always hard to draw on this thing. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. Right? Seven times the Tzadik falls, but he gets back up. If you look at the last letters of these four words, Ayin, Mem, Lamed, and Kuf is Amalek. Right? Because Amalek is the one who tries to say that when you fall down, you're not going to get back up. Amalek's whole avoda is to knock us down and to keep us down. Right? And Mordechai's refusal to bow down to Haman, right, is Mordechai's way of trying again to lift up the spirits of the Jewish people. That we shouldn't be knocked down. That we should be able to rise again from our mistakes. Okay? Let's go a little bit further. Let's jump to this paragraph over here. Haman rotze liyayish es klal Yisrael. Haman very much wanted the Jewish people, again, to give up, to fall into a state of despair. Ligrom sheyachshavu shebe'emes. Like Sammy said so well, right? A person says, I want to be at this party, even though there's a part of them, a deeper part, that says, I don't really want to be at this party. So Haman wanted them to fall into a state of despair, to believe that be'emes, ritzonim b'chetu v'tumah, that they really wanted this. Right? You chose this sin. You chose this tumah. Right? And you need a Rebbe like a Mordechai, again, the way Sammy said it so beautifully, to kind of push you along in the right way. Hashem wasn't bullying us at Har Sinai. Hashem was pushing us to do what we really wanted to do, but we were too scared to do it on our own. Right? We wanted the Torah. We knew we wanted the Torah. But it's a kind of overwhelming. I don't know. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Right? So sometimes you need someone to give you that push, which is really an encouragement to do what you really want to do. And that's why on Purim, Kimu v'kiblu, right? The Jews reaccepted the Torah with love. What does that mean? It means they appreciated and understood that which they got forced into originally really was their true ratzon. That's what all of Megillas Esther is about. It's about clarifying the ratzon of a Jew. Okay? V'zeh ma'sha ramzu tzadikim b'divrei chazal. Now look at this. This is awesome. Says Rav Kluger, this is what's hinted to in the Gemara in Megillah on our Pasuk. Pasuk again says that the party of Achashverosh was kiratzon ish va'ish. And again, who are these two people that are hinted to in this Pasuk? I mean, ish va'ish means each and every person. But who is it hinting to on a deeper level? Ish va'ish. So the Gemara says, la'asos kiratzon, last page, Mordechai v'Haman. In accordance with the will of Mordechai and Haman. Mordechai is called an ish, as we said, ish Yehudi, which we said is gematria ratzon. Right? And Haman is ish tsar v'oyev. Haman is also called an ish. He's an enemy of an ish. But says Rav Kluger, such a sweet little vart. He says, kishnayin b'divrei chazal. When you study this chazal carefully, you'll notice that the word ish, right? Kiratzon ish va'ish. So the first ish mentioned in the pasuk, hainu Mordechai. And the second word, va'ish, is hinting to Haman. That's what the Gemara said. Kiratzon ish va'ish. Ish is Mordechai, ish Yehudi. And va'ish is Haman, ish tsar va'oyev. So says Rav Kluger, v'ramzu b'zeh, you know what's hinted to here? He says, ish, the word ish, is rashei tevos ein shum yayush. Because Mordechai comes to the Jewish people and he says, do not despair. And what about the word va'ish, which is the word in the pasuk that hints to Haman? It's the very same letters as yayush. Because Haman is trying to bring us to despair. What an amazing remez. So you have Mordechai screaming at the Jewish people saying, dig deeper. Realize that there's no reason to give up. Nah, come on. At this point, we've crowned Achashverosh king of the world. He's wearing the Big Dei Kahuna. We've turned his palace into the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem is probably so mad at us, there's never going to be a salvation. Total despair. And Mordechai comes along and he says, Ein shum yayosh ba'olam klal. There is no despair at all in the world. A Jew never gives up. A Jew finds a way to look deeper, to find his true ratzon, to find, again, the yechida shebenefesh like we spoke about. Val pia mavur le'el dvarm niflam. So based on these ideas, we can explain. Shenir mezu hadvarm daika bezman hasuda v'samach letevas kiratzon ish v'ish. It's dafka at this party, and it's dafka. These two words, ish and va'ish, is right next to the word ratzon, because that's what Mordechai and Haman are fighting over. That's the melchama of Haman and Mordechai. Al ritzonam hapni mishal Yisrael. Each one is trying to say, I know what this person really wants. Haman is saying, they really want Sudas Achashverosh. And Mordechai HaTzadik is screaming back, no, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. There's a deeper part of a Jew. And therefore, the whole Megillah is really about defining our ratzon. Right? On Purim, we ask ourselves, what type of person do I really want to be? Not on the outside. I make fun of my outside. I put on a ridiculous costume because my outside is not who I am. I'm asking myself on Purim, who am I? The emes, in my heart of hearts, in yichida sheben nefesh, in my ratzon, ish Yehudi, am I really a Jew on the inside? Bottom paragraph. Mordechai HaTzadik meyer umegal es koach haratzon apnimi shel klal Yisrael. La'aviyam shebashamayim. When you attach yourself, again, you have to surround yourself by people who can help you. It's not, it's always true, but it's very hard to bring it out when you're surrounded by people who are bringing you down. And therefore, the Megillah, he says, is poteches b'maisa Megillah, b'inyan haratzon. The Megillah begins with the concept of ratzon, the pasuk we just studied, kiratzon ish v'ish. And what's the very last pasuk of the Megillah? It says that Mordechai HaTzadik was ratzui l'rov echav. The Megillah ends with ratzon. In other words, the book ends of the Megillah, as a way of saying kind of and everything sandwiched in between, is all about defining ratzon. It's all about ratzon. The way the Gemara says that the Torah begins with chesed and ends with chesed. So the whole Torah is a book of gemilas chasadim. Right? That's why the Ben Ish Chai says gemilas chasadim is gematria Torah, because the whole Torah is about chesed. Right? The Torah begins with chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taking care of Adam and Chav and Gan Eden, even though they caused a lot of trouble. The Torah ends with Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu burying Moshe Rabbeinu in a place that we don't even know where that is. Right? So the whole Torah is Chesed. So the Megillah, if you look at the beginning and the end of the Megillah, you get a sense of what the whole thing is about. The Megillah starts with Ratzon, the Megillah ends with Ratzon. That's a way of saying that everything in the Megillah is about revealing Ratzon. Last two paragraphs. Says Rav Kluger, V'zeh ma she'amru Chazal. In the famous discussion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his students, when they're discussing why were the Jewish people nearly destroyed on Purim? Yeah, the students ask Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, why were the Jews destroyed? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says to the Talmidim, you answer the kasha. So what do the students say? Because they went to the party of Achashverosh. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says back to his students, only the people in Shushan went. What about the rest of Klal Yisrael all around the world? So they said, okay, Rabbi, you tell us. So Hashem Bar Yochai said, because when Nebuchadnezzar was in charge, if you look in Sefer Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar built this big idol, this big statue, and everyone bowed down to it. So the students ask Rabbi Hashem Bar Yochai, well, if that's true, if everyone really did bow down, right? So then the question is, so why weren't they destroyed? If the Jewish people really had lost their faith, so then why, in the end, were they not destroyed? And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of course, who represents the deepest part of a Jewish soul, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gives the following answer. Shehem lo asu ela lipanim. The Jewish people only did so on the panim, on the face, the outer facade. When the Jewish people did their averos at that time, it was only external. In their heart of hearts, they didn't believe it. When they bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol, when they bowed down to Haman, it was always external. It was always on the panim, it was always on the face, it was on the surface. Kefi sharachnu le'el, sha'afilu klal Yisrael atzam lo yadu sha'asu rak lefanim. And the truth is, what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is revealing is that if you would have asked a Jew, what are you doing? He would have said, I'm bowing. And he wouldn't have even understood that there's a part of him that's rejecting it as he's doing it. But that's why you need a tzaddik to help you to redefine yourself. V'rak Mordechai HaTzadik b'koach kedushaso omeid u'meir lahem shebe'emes ritzonam b'tov. Mordechai comes to reveal to a Jew, I'm telling you who you really are. V'rak Mordechai HaTzadik yochel liros es pnimius libam shel Yisrael, to show the inner truth of a Jewish heart. Shechein hu lo shayach l'chet u'legalus. Mordechai represents, this is a very deep idea he says here, Mordechai is the one, the tzadik, who represents a perspective above sin And really, above exile. What does that mean, above exile? Mordechai was also part of the exile community. But the Gemara actually says, when we read in the Megillah, we actually read it in a somber voice. Right? When we first introduce Mordechai, in Perek Beis, we say, Asher Hogla Mirushalayim. We read it in the tune of Eicha. That Mordechai was exiled from Jerusalem, Im Hagola Asher Haglasa Im Yechanya Melech Yehuda. That Mordechai was part of the exile. But the Gemara says an amazing thing. How the Gemara derived this is a good question. The Gemara says that what? That Mordechai was what? Was Gola Me'atzmo. Mordechai wasn't actually kicked out of Yerushalayim, but when he saw the Jewish people going into exile, he chose to go along with them. In other words, what Rav Kluger is suggesting is that Mordechai was not really shaykh to Galus. A tzaddik lives above Galus. The same way that Yaakov Avinu was in Mitzrayim, but he wasn't really in Mitzrayim, as the Jews were entering into Galus Mitzrayim, into the slavery, and Yaakov is sitting in Goshen learning Torah for the last 17 years of his life. So Mordechai also, he was with them, but he was also what? He kept that bird's eye view, to be able to see a Jew for who he really is. He wasn't really part of the Galus. He was above the sin. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was able to look at the panemius of the Jewish people at the time of the Chet HaEgel, because Mordechai also had that bird's eye view coming down Har Sinai, and he was able to kind of recognize what was happening, and then to fight for Klal Yisrael, to fight for their salvation. So Mordechai also had a bird's eye view of the whole situation, and he was able to fight for the Jewish people, to say, Ein shum yayish, ish, ein shum yayish. A Jew does not despair. Keratzon ish v'ish. Ratzoi l'rovecha. Mordechai teaches us the inner ratzon of a Jew is always alive and well. Final paragraph. V'yesh lahosif v'zeh. We can add one more point, and that is, Shal kein daika b'purim. This is what Sammy said, specifically on Purim. Hischadesh kabbalas haTorah. There was a renewal of our acceptance of Torah. What does that mean? Ba'ofen shel hadar kiblua me'ahava. On Purim, the Jewish people accepted the Torah not out of coercion, not out of force, but out of love. And that was the victory. At Achashverosh's party, he said, I'm not forcing you anything. I want you to prove to me that you choose my party. And Mordechai showed up and said, no way, this is not the true choice of a Jew. The true choice of a Jew is a love of Torah. V'hainu birtzonam, the ratzon of a Jew, to choose good. Up until that point, there was a midah, there was a small remnant or a trace of being coerced, of being forced, ones, of kfiya, of being pushed into it. But now, on Purim, hadar kibluah be'ahava, they chose it lovingly and willingly. And based on what we explained above, osi shapir, it all works out nicely. Shechein al yedei shenis or behem koach haratzon hapnimi. When Mordechai came and he awakened that deep love and connection and choosing of Torah and mitzvos, of course the Jews came to accept the Torah from a place of ratzon. That's the sign that the Megillah was successful. That Mordechai, the person of ratzon, from beginning to end, was able to restore the ratzon tov of a Jewish person. So, chevra, in life, you're going to meet people who tell you that the Jewish people are not going to make it. The Jewish people are the underdog. Achashverosh is already setting up shop. He's turning his palace into the Beis HaMikdash. He thinks he's the king of the world. He's wearing the big day kahuna. He's saying, look, I'm not forcing you to be a bad Jew. You're choosing it. You're choosing to come to my parties. You're choosing to come to my place of sin. You need to attach yourself to a tzaddik who reminds you who you are. Surround yourself by holy people who lift you up. And remind you, ish ein shum yayosh ba'olam klal, that a Jew never despairs. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. Right, even when we fall down, don't fall into that trap of a malik that tries to keep us down. Okay, so we should be zeicha as we continue to learn about Purim, to continue to megala that inner ratzon of a Jew, and then we'll be able to defeat a malik once and for all, and have the true restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaBachira, the place of choice in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, hosafos, additions, clarifications? Yes, Rav Noam.
Yeah, Rabbi, do you think that that first step, the that forcing step is necessary and a prerequisite in order to want it first?
It depends. It depends. Sometimes, you know, it depends how much my Nefesh HaBahamis has taken charge of my life. You know, an animal needs to be trained, right? An animal doesn't really have that Bechira B'tov. It doesn't know how to choose good on its own. Right? So if I've become so animalistic in a certain sense, the same way an animal needs to be taught by its master, trained by its master to do the right thing, right? So sometimes, again, if my Nefesh HaBahamis, if the animalistic part of myself has become dominant, so I need a trainer. Right? I need that Rebbe or that Chavrus or my parent. I need someone who has a little bit of a more mature, you know, more self-controlled type of perspective to guide me back to the path. Right? But eventually the goal is that I should come to recognize that that's what I always wanted. Right? And again, to strike that bet in a loving way, you know, to be the Mordechai who on the one hand is demanding of the people at the same time is loving the people, right, is really following Hashem's lead from Har Sinai. You just came out of Mitzrayim. You don't really understand what signing up for the Torah is. Right? So I have to push you a little bit. Hashem had to encourage us a little bit. But eventually, on Purim, we matured to the point where we understood that, you know what, we want the Torah. Not only do we need the Torah, not only should we be forced to accept the Torah, we wanted the Torah. Right? It became a place of Ratzon and Ava, which is a total transformation. Yeah, that's the pshat, I think. But you need people to encourage you in the right way. Right? Again, when you see great people, it pressures you to want to be great. Without really pressuring you, right? But it just shows you what a person can become if they work hard, if they work on themselves. You know, you see the way a tzaddik davens or learns or acts, and you say like, wow, like, you know, with hard work, you could really lift yourself up in this world. So that creates hopefully a healthy pressure to want to strive for more. Daniel, what do you say? I'm listening.
So yeah, I have a small comment. So last Thursday night at Chasers and Sushi.
Okay.
I learned one of them, Mariam, and forgot from which Rebbe I was, but he wrote that about a point that Moshe wasn't like seemingly threatened Hashem to like not be mentioned in like this book if Hashem wouldn't forgive him Israel for
that's
their
right.
Sins. Any
Mordechai was ready. Moshe was ready to be erased. Right.
And he pointed out that Moshe was identified himself with the Torah. That was like his essence. So too, Moshe wondered why did why did Moshe give up on his essence from Israel? And he pointed out that because Hashem's revelation in this world is Torah, and when Am Yisrael they rejected the Torah by doing Chesa Egel, Moshe found like Am Yisrael wanted to like get higher than his essence. Mm. And so too, like wanted to like reflect it seemingly upon Hashem to,
wow.
And show that also Hashem prefers Am Yisrael over the Torah.
Oh, the Torah.
And like,
wow.
The point that he gave was that the spice in the Torah that didn't smell well.
Yeah.
And also among Israel, there's like this spice in the Torah that didn't have a good smell.
Right.
And that's and even after that, like it was Rach Michoach, Hashem.
Right. That's right. Wow. That's amazing. Moshe saw himself as Torah is essence, but Bnei Yisrael is also essence. Right? And Moshe was prepared to sacrifice his connection to Torah in order to save Klal Yisrael. Right, that's the Zohar. The Zohar says Hashem and the Torah and the Jewish people are one. So destroying Bnei Yisrael is like destroying the Torah, is like destroying yourself, Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was prepared to fight for that and to try to help Hashem, even, you know, in quotes, help Hashem see the goodness of the Jewish people. All right, more drawer. Pure myrrh. Ketores. What an amazing secret, Ketores. Ketores goes into the Kodesh Kadash and represents, again, the deepest part of a person on Yom Kippur. All right, we should believe in Am Yisrael, friends. I don't know, I'm excited for Purim. You guys getting excited for Purim? Menachem Ephraim, you excited for Purim?
Yes, I am.
Do you dress up? Do you have a good costume? What are you going to be? What are you going to be on the outside? On the inside, you're going to be an Ishihudi. What are you going to be on the outside?
I honestly want to keep it a surprise
because you would.
It's a good costume. I like it.
I know. I can tell. I can feel you have a good costume coming on. Right. I can tell. You seem like a good costume kind of guy. Okay. All right, friends. Thank you for learning with me. Thank you for sharing some beautiful insights. And again, we should believe in Klal Yisrael. And Demir Tzashem, we'll see each other tomorrow. Looking forward
Thank
to you, seeing
Rabbi.
You in person. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thanks so much, Rabbi. Have a good day.
Hashem should bless you to get all your work done.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Oh, amen.
Okay, Rabbi Choice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rabbi. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.